question. What's on your mind? Simple way to let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Later this hour, we're going to talk with two city assessors. How do they do what they do in the way of assessing the value of your home? How do they settle disputes? And so we'll talk a little bit about that today on the program. Tomorrow, among our guests will be North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Adam Hamm on Obamacare. Pat Finken, by the way, will be here in my spot. Pat's a longtime radio guy way back in many moons ago in Minot. Now he's the head of Odney Advertising, owns that particular agency that deals with a number of different clients in different sectors. So looking forward to have Pat behind the microphone. And do I understand correctly? And by the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who did end up in a rather important energy hearing yesterday, we're actually having join us at the beginning of the program tomorrow. So the Talk Radio Town Hall moves from Wednesday to Friday this week. He'll start the program. And then we're also going to talk about a really unique little fundraiser for an effort to fight cancer. And I understand as part of that, Todd Mitchell is actually going to be allowing a little haircut. Is that going to happen live on the air? What's happening there?
That's what I'm shooting for. I mean, they told me to lose some weight, so I thought, well, here's an easy way. But the offer's on the table. If they want to do it, they want to buzz my head during the show for that particular cause, I'll let it happen.
Isn't that something?
Thinking it'll probably be grown back by May 3rd when I get married.
The days I
Carrie
picked
wants me to have a cue ball head for the wedding, but
the days I pick to take off, I tell you what, unbelievable.
Well, you snooze, you lose, buddy.
Exactly right. So anyway, that should be a lot of fun. So, Mary Miller from Basin Electric is going to be talking about the St. Baldrick's Day and St. Baldrick's and the Bismarck effort to raise money for cancer research. So, and it has to do with cutting your hair. And Todd's graciously volunteered to be the guy in the focus on tomorrow's program. So, stay tuned.
Somebody remembers something is that they're going to use the scissors we have in here. It might look pretty butchered by the end of the day.
Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun. Anyway, let's return to this conversation. Rather interesting call right before the news break. And if we understand this correctly, Jamie was tasered in Dickinson. Is that where you said it happened, Jamie?
Yes, sir. They got me. I was arrested by two cops. I put my hands on my back, and then the cop decided he wanted to use his force for some reason, tased me from the front. I went down. I had my hands on my back the whole time. The cops held me down and tased me. I have 26 marks on me from tasers, which I called the cops in Fargo, and they said there's only two prongs. So that tells me they got me 13 times. They tried to kill me is what, the way I feel. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm a millwright. Nobody knows what a millwright is, but a millwright is the highest skilled builder you'll ever meet. I'm from North Dakota, lived here my whole life, and that's how I got treated in Dickinson. I have mineral rights. My grandfather left me mineral rights right southeast of Dickinson, or Williston. I was out there prospecting, and that's how I get treated. So I'm just wondering.
Before the troopers answer, I just have one question. What did you do to prompt this from the law enforcement officers?
I just said that I went in the community center and I was checking it out in there because if I'm going to be out there getting my oil, I was going to look out for a workout place. I was looking around there and a guy kicked me out. I said, why do I have to leave? What's and basically they called the cops. I gave myself up and they abused me and then threw me in jail. It cost me $2,300 to get out for doing nothing.
All right, and your question to the troopers was whether or not what was done to you is legal. Understanding that right?
Or how much bolts are in each taser, because they got me, I believe they got me with more than one taser at a time. I felt my heart, I had cried out for help and everything, and nobody would help me in there. There's probably 40 people standing around watching all of it. I got it on video, too.
So Sergeant Tom, what's the protocol, first of all, in the use of a taser?
Well, this is a very interesting call that not really prepared to answer, and nor should I try to comment on it's evidently probably a pending case if all the facts are straight here. But nevertheless, taser deployments are we take very seriously, and they're done to gain compliance from the suspect. And you try to avoid additional deployments. If a law enforcement is not gaining compliance, maybe something happened with the taser, or there was a, you're not getting, you know, both the probes inside of the body. Could there be an additional deployment after that? Maybe a dry stun with the taser. That's what can be done after the taser is deployed. There's so many circumstances around this that, you know, I don't want to say that I find this all hard to believe, because I don't know any of the facts behind it. It would just be hard to comment on.
On his specific case, for sure, and obviously that's a dispute between Jamie and whatever law enforcement agency was involved here locally in Dickinson. But you know, the use of a taser, is that something that's always on? You know, for instance, a trooper. I mean, do you have a taser available to you at all times?
Yes, we do carry tasers. Our troops out on the road are issued tasers. Most of the other law enforcement officers in the state, I believe, carry tasers. I'm not sure about Dickinson PD. I'm assuming they do. But, you know, if there's 26 marks left on the body, and he is right that there are two probes that do come out of the taser, and more than likely from a deployment it would leave two marks on the body. After that, if the probes are removed and a dry stun is performed, that can leave marks on the body or tracks along the body also. But, you know, this would be a question that would need to be posed from the certain individual, Jamie, to the police department in Dickinson, if they were the one to respond.
So Jamie,
to this.
Yeah, maybe Jamie directed to them, and then you know, keep us posted if you care to share any more information.
Well, I just
about
wanted to say one more thing: is I'm a millwright. I weld. I work 150 feet there, and I've been shocked about 1,000 times. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it did not paralyze me like it does to normal people. It did not do that to me. I was still able to talk, scream. I mean, I screamed on the video. It's me screaming because it's not right. What they did to me is my civil rights are violated, and I'm going to do something about it. And I got the video to prove it. I don't want that video to get out to show everybody what our cops do to us. I don't want that to happen, but I don't think it's right that they did that to me for 5-10 minutes straight. That's not normal. What I remember cops being.
Well, let me just ask you this: Have you discussed this since with the Dickinson Police Department? Was it Dickinson PD?
Well, they
need
to get an attorney, so I got an attorney. But the attorney seems like he don't really want to do too much either, or it's not that big of a deal. I don't think he's seen the video yet, but he gave me the discs, and I watched them. And like I say, I don't want it to get out to other people to see it, but I want people to know that it happened to me. And it's wrong, because I gave my hands up. My hands were behind my back, went with the cop holding them, and the other cop tased me. That's what's wrong about it, you know.
Got it. Well, you got an attorney, and obviously there's hopefully some effort towards a resolution there. Keep us posted. Appreciate the call.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks.
And Sergeant Tom, would you say, I mean, extremely rare that a taser is used, or is it fairly frequent? I mean, how often would you characterize its use in trying to gain compliance, like you said, the protocol calling for it?
Oh, boy, that's a hard question. It's, you know, I guess it's probably fairly common across the entire state. Our department, the taser deployments that we have are very few and far between. Not saying we're any better or anything in that regards. That's just my experience within our department. You know, some of the city departments and sheriff's departments kind of respond to more of those situations that could potentially lead to a taser deployment, whether it be a domestic call or something along those lines. They tend to come across those calls much more frequently than we do.
Got it. All right. Well, gentlemen, thanks for the time today. Thanks for staying extra to answer Jamie's question there, and we look forward to having you back. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sergeant Chad Hermanson, Motor Carrier Division, and Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol on Trooper Talk edition of What's on Your Mind Today. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much. I want to tell you a little bit about our friends at High Plains Apache. They are your Apache sprayer dealer. And what's not to love about an Apache sprayer? For one, some of these 2014s right now are really gaining a lot of attention because they're rugged, they're dependable. They have this patented technology. They have world-leading innovation for the modern-day grower. And they're a rare constant you can depend on. That legendary mechanical drive continues to be the linchpin of the dependability and the profitability. And the Apache owners we talk to say they don't worry about costly repairs and complicated routine maintenance. They know how low cost of ownership and high resale value leads to maximum return on investment. And utilizing the Apache state-of-the-art field computer options by Raven and Trimble mean less time in the field, and that means more time with the family. There's a 5-year warranty, lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market. Here's what I'd love for you to do. Go to highplainsapache.com. Check out the website. Find out more. Actually, hear the stories from folks that own these. Find out why they love them. Simple, rugged, reliable Apache sprayers. Or stop and see them. 5321 35th Street South Frontier, just south of Fargo. Or on East Side Court Southeast in Mandan. Or call them. Fargo 297-6464. Mandan 663-2375. Back with more live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota on What's on Your Mind after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I'm Scott Hannon. We're going to talk with the city assessors coming up at the bottom of the hour. So if you have any questions for the assessors on how they do what they do, you're certainly welcome to give us a buzz. A little time to chat here in this segment. Also tell you that we are live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And, you know, just picture your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a community, you know, of a small town, of a main street, of, you know, maybe being on a dock, beautiful lake life, and you can live it. you know, the Norman Rockwell painting comes to life when you come to Walker, Minnesota, Leech Lake. And a couple of folks joining us now actually deal with groups. They might be groups that are doing meetings, retreats for businesses, family gatherings. There's a group right now that is from Duluth, Minnesota, that is a Bible group that's out here. So there's a lot of neat things that you can use Chase on the Lake for, which is a facility that not only has great lodging and a wonderful restaurant, but also meeting rooms and all kinds of the amenities there as well. Plus, of course, the idea of a retreat, coming out there on the lake and taking advantage of everything Leech Lake has to offer, and the spa and all the fun things make for a very happy workforce, I'd say, for fun. David Jelly is first with us. David, what kind of groups and meetings happen here at Chase with the folks that you work with?
You know, Scott, we like to have anything from family reunions to executive meetings, incentive trips, a bunch of guys getting together and doing the golf trips and the fishing trips, whatever we can do, just big groups, whether it's business or fun.
And generally, especially I would imagine with businesses, you know, they want a setting where, you know, yeah, you're doing a little work, you're getting some things done, but you also really can relax and reward your good folks, right?
Right, absolutely. And, as you've stated this morning, there's plenty to do in Walker. So you can have the business time and still know that there's a lot of recreation to do.
And you're talking and working with a lot of North Dakota businesses that come on over here, right?
Yes, sir. I handle North Dakota, so my job is to get people excited to bring their North Dakota group and come on over to Walker.
And after they come over, what do they tell you when they get back?
You know, they have a fun time. Our staff treats them well. And just the ambiance and being here, this Norman Rockwell, like you said, which I love, the small town feel is just beautiful for people.
You know, Walker, Minnesota is literally located on the shores of Leech Lake. I mean, it's just steps away from the resort itself here. So not many communities have a downtown that are right off of, you know, so you really literally have the shopping, plus everything the facility has to offer, and then, of course, the lake, too. So
absolutely, with the lake. And, yeah, you're a block away from downtown.
What kind of group size can you handle?
Anywhere from 10 to 200.
All right. Sounds good.
Yep.
How do folks get a hold of you?
They call me. They can call the resort, or they can call me direct.
888-CHASE-06, ask for David Jelly.
Yep, absolutely, and they'll find me.
And he handles North Dakota, and your cohort here, Joanna Tashney, actually handles Minnesota, and she's going to tell us about the spring meeting package special. This is like a really good deal, Joanna, isn't it?
It is.
Tell me about it.
Well, we have the spring meeting package for $68 per person. It's based on two people per room. The package includes a one-night stay in a beautiful hotel room, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, meeting room, 2 hours complimentary bowling in our Chasers Bowling Alley, 10% off of our Copper Door Spa services. And our only requirement for that wonderful package is a minimum of 5 guest rooms. The package is good that we're offering right now in March, April, and May.
Now tell me a little bit about this group that's here right now.
This group actually has been with us now. This is our fourth year here. It's a women's Bible group out of Duluth, and they were at another resort property for 20 years. And when they came here, they have said they found their new home. So we're really excited about that and hope to have 20 years with them here.
How about that? Repeat customers. And that is a great deal. So you can give Joanna or David a call and line up your next meeting right here at Chase on the Lake at 888-CHASE-06. You'll enjoy it, and it will be a true getaway and a retreat. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it. All right, folks, we have a few minutes here to chat. I'm getting a lot of feedback from questions about Jamie in Dickinson. I'm thinking, Todd, it's safe to say we don't know the entire part of that whole story, but how Jamie described it, he was looking for a place to work out. Somebody asked him to leave, and he didn't want to leave, and all of a sudden he had 26 taser marks on his body. Has to have left out a few details, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, can an officer just tase somebody 26 times? Of course not.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, the question is what happened. And you know, kind of full context is kind of needed to really... I'd be curious as to if he has a video. Did his attorney know he has a video? And has the attorney seen the video? I guess I didn't quite get that cleared up from that conversation. I would think an attorney would want that video, and I would think as a client, if I've got a video, I'd be making darn sure my attorney saw that video.
Right, his sounds like his attorney must... His comment when I asked about the attorney was that he didn't seem really interested in pursuing it, so...
Well, as an attorney with a client who got tased 26 times, if the story ends there... that might be one of those things where you say, you know what they say about 10-foot poles? But, again, if the attorney doesn't know and hasn't seen the video, maybe more needs to be done. And I wasn't clear as to what happened with that part of it, whether the attorney had seen the video or not.
Yeah, no.
But what would you do as an attorney if somebody comes up to you, hey, I got tased 26 times, can you defend me? You might not be very quick to embrace him with open arms, but...
And one listener said, tell him to call back with updates. I think I did.
Oh, yeah.
And most of the others that have sent feedback after said, hey, there's way more to that story that you're not getting, so who knows. Off-air call that came in during one of our breaks here today. Let's go ahead and roll that on What's on Your Mind. Shane, we got that off-air call ready to roll? There we go.
My name is Dave. I live in Dickinson. And last weekend, my girlfriend and I drove over to Glendive just to do a little bit of gambling in them small casinos they have over there. And something caught my eye when I was at the ATM machine. There was a thing on there that said, try your EBT card. And I wasn't sure what that was. But anyway, I asked the lady to work there, and she said, well, that's like a food stamp card. And I thought that was pretty odd that they would be able to use them in that ATM in a casino, nonetheless. But even to get cash, it wasn't one they could do that either. But just wanted your comments on that sometime on your program. I listen to you guys every day. So thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you for that. No, that's a bit disturbing for sure. And I've seen those EBT card signs welcome in liquor stores as well. I don't know that it's been in North Dakota, but... very odd. Caller from Dickinson wants to weigh in. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Dickinson.
Hello.
Hi, you're on. Got about a minute here. Quickly, if you would.
I was just calling to do some follow-up on this Jamie character that called in. Is that the person's name, Jamie?
It was, yep.
I was at the gym when this all went down, and I didn't see the whole incident take place, but I do believe he was running around the gymnasium without his clothes on, and he was placed under arrest by the Dickinson police officers, and I believe he continued to fight with them. I didn't see them tase him 26 times or 13 times or whatever he claimed. I just wanted to straighten that out.
Well, the plot thickens. Naked and running around the gym is a little different than they just asked me to leave. We lost that very key bit of detail there. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate the call. Wes and Fargo, when you come back, and the assessors of Minot and Fargo on how they assess the value of your home in North Dakota.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. I'll be off today. Pat Finkett will be in with Todd tomorrow. And, yes, Todd is going to get a bit of a haircut right live on the program tomorrow, it sounds like. So looking forward to that. And all for a good cause, of course, cancer research. So look forward to that. Let's get the call in here before that was waiting before the break, before we get to our guests and talk about the process of assessing your home. Wes in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Scott, Wes Belter. See, if I could just shift gears here, I was thought it was rather interesting. There's an article in the front page of the Fargo Forum talking about getting women involved in politics, and I thought it was very interesting that they're going to have this program to encourage women to get into politics. And this program was developed by Rutgers University. Now, if you remember just a week or two ago, they had a big episode at Rutgers University because a group of professors did not want Condoleezza Rice to speak at their commencement exercises. So I think that's something you might want to follow up on because it's
maybe the effort is mistitled, Wes. Maybe it's supposed to be liberal women in politics.
Whatever. I just found it was interesting, and this is not the first time where Rutgers University has been involved in some extremely liberal incidences. But I just thought it was interesting that we would have to use a program developed by Rutgers, and then they don't want a former Secretary of State to speak at their commencement. That seems like a very large conflict of interest there.
It does, doesn't it? Do you think there's enough women in the state legislature, since you're a member serving a part of Cass County there? Do you think there are enough women candidates, enough women members of the state legislature, or do you agree with the premise, at least, that Rutgers is putting forward?
No, I absolutely think that more women should be involved in North Dakota politics. I've been involved in it, and I've served with some outstanding women. There's outstanding women in the legislature and former women that I've served with, and so we certainly want to do everything that we can to encourage women to get involved. My concern is what kind of program is Rutgers University having to encourage women to get involved in politics.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate the call, Wes. Were you surprised by that new surplus number?
Well, not really, because the price of oil is much higher than what we had anticipated, and also the production has skyrocketed. And that whenever oil, when you get production and price both going up, it makes a huge difference on the revenue impacts.
Pleasant problem for the taxpayers, that's for sure. Russ, appreciate the call. Nice hearing from you. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Wes Belter, who farms down near Leonard, North Dakota, a member of the state legislature and one of those very knowledgeable committee chairs. All right, let's talk about taxes here. We have tracked down one of our two scheduled guests, the Minot City Assessor, Kevin Ternus, is here. Kevin, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Sure, glad to be here.
So, first question came from a listener a week or so ago. Thought there were some new protocols where your assessor teams could go into homes and his line was that with measuring tapes, measuring rooms, looking at wall coverings and different treatments and amenities in the home to more accurately assess the house. A, is that accurate? Is that happening? And B, is that new?
Well, number one, that's not new, and the way that's been described, that's not true either. First of all, no assessor or anybody can go in your home without your permission. And that's what we want the listeners to understand. If they don't want anybody in their home, then that's fine. Now, on the other side of that, we do have a job to do, so we'll probably just have to do the best we can from the sidewalk and do our estimates. We have a few people who'll say, you know, I'm not comfortable with you coming in the house, but you're welcome to measure the outside. And so then we'll do that. But if somebody does allow us to just take a quick walk through the home, what we're basically looking for is a few things. We're looking for, is the basement finished? And what's it finished? What kind of level? I mean, is it 1960s wood paneling or has it been updated? And is the home in below average condition or above average? And these are important things because you or I are going to pay one amount of price for a home that's better maintained than another. And state statute is quite clear that the assessor has to estimate the value of your home at its current market value. And that's basically all we're trying to do. And it's a very short visit. Anybody, I'm not aware of any assessors who are walking around anybody's home for longer than a few minutes and just taking some very basic notes. And so the individual kind of painted something a little bit different there.
Right, and obviously I'd be aware of scams, too. It's important to know what the rules are so you know exactly how it is to be done.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't let anybody in your home that says they're an assessor without an ID card. Now, some counties don't have the money to give their assessment staff an official vehicle. Here in Minot, we're very frugal, and there might be a snicker or two on that, but we are very frugal, and we drive old police cars with that say City of Minot on it, assessor, and we all have an ID card. And anybody who's not comfortable letting somebody in their home should first say, no, I'm gonna call the assessor's office, and we'll reschedule this until I'm comfortable.
Ben Huska is here, who is the city assessor for the city of Fargo as well. Ben, what's the protocol for your assessors in you know, how much level of detail they get into the homes?
Well, I think pretty similar to what Kevin has said. And again, I think Kevin reiterated that if anybody is concerned about it, anybody coming into their house representing themselves from our office to ask for an ID if they weren't shown one initially, and certainly call our office if they're still skeptical. But as far as the level of detail, it's primarily the items that we've determined through analyzing sales in the market that we feel are items that would weigh in on what people are going to pay or how much they're going to pay for a property.
Right, we had a call coming earlier off air with a comment for you gentlemen. Specifically, I think it was a question on one of my Minot assessment when the information would come back. So it's probably for Kevin. Go ahead and roll that if you would, Shane.
Yes, my name's Alex from Minot, and I got a question for the Minot City Assessor. My house was recently assessed probably about a month ago, and I was just wondering when and how I'm going to get notification of what my new tax evaluation is going to be for my home. Thank you.
Okay, well, basically, we are by state law required to assess every home every year. Now, that doesn't mean that we go out and physically look at every home every year. We have a staff of six people, and we have 13,000 homes plus another 6,000 buildings, so commercial buildings. So obviously, there's always some confusion. Well, how often am I assessed? Well, you're assessed every year at market value. So if the market goes up, your assessment could change. If the market goes down, it could change. If the market stays the same, your assessment will stay the same. But a physical on-site review in Minot doesn't happen too terribly often because we just don't have the staff to get out there. But in this person's case, he will get a letter from us probably in the next few days telling him what his new value will be if it went up 10% or more.
Or you only get the letter if it goes up 10% or more.
Correct. Currently, that state statute, I'm aware of, you know, some states that maybe do things differently. We all are. But here in North Dakota, you're required to notify the taxpayer if it changes 10% or more. But in his case, he should call our office, too, and say, hey, I'm curious. Give us a call.
Sounds good. John and Bismarck, question for our guests, the city assessors of Fargo and Minot today with us in the program. Go ahead, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I guess in light of the referendum for the schools over in the Bakken over there, it just amazes me that people are so willing to be taxed more. I mean, you guys call yourselves conservatives, and I think you are. I listen to your show a lot, but fiscally conservative. If you have money, you don't go take loans out for whatever, homes, in this case schools. And in light of that, we just came in with $440 million more, which is the second time they've underestimated in the last couple of years now. They wanted $40 million for that school. I think they could have came up with that $40 million out of the money we already have, whether we had this $440 million surplus that we got now.
All right, John, appreciate the comment. We're asking if you do have questions specifically for the assessors to let us know, and obviously there's a connection to your property taxes here because these assessors are determining your value. But let me ask you, Ben, one question has come up. I've heard it expressed as in the way of a frustration from some legislators that, you know, the way you do things in Fargo might be different than the way Kevin does them in Minot. Is there a standard, if you will, on how you go about assessing a home that works statewide?
Well, there are standards. I guess the main standard is the basis of the assessment, and that's market value. So that is the same whether it's in Minot, in Rugby, or in Fargo. I think some of the frustrations that we're hearing from the legislature are legitimate in that the staffing levels and the expertise and experience levels of some of the appraisers may be different. We just recently had a gathering of our state association in Bismarck a few weeks ago, and we had a session for new assessors, people that have been in our association for 3 years or less. And the people that showed up for that session represented about one-third of our entire association. So there's a lot of turnover in the state. There's a lot of new people in the state. And one of the other things you have in North Dakota is there are a lot of the rural counties have a lot of township assessors who are appointed by the township who only get paid $300 or $400 a year to do the few properties in the township. So the expertise level is such wide ranging. So the application of the assessment process can vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Very interesting. All right, we have a call waiting from a listener who wants to know how you go about assessing home. We'll ask that when we come back, and others welcome as well for our guest, the city assessor of Minot, Kevin Turnus with us today, and Ben Hushka, city assessor of Fargo, 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. A bit of news on the political front statewide. Former state senator Ryan Taylor's had a change of heart. Previously said he wouldn't be a candidate in 2014. Now is announcing his candidacy for the North Dakota DFL endorsement for ag commissioner. More on that coming up.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Bays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Friends, holy buckets. Must be that I'm looking at pine trees and a beautiful Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. It's good enough to stay forever. And Jared Olson is here, who handles the sales of Chase on the Lake. Folks can own a piece of the Chase, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to see you again, Scott.
You too. And the price is right.
It is. You know, we have units starting at $150,000. And rentals last year, our highest grossing unit did $40,000 in gross rents. So we do have an optional rental program for people that would like to purchase a unit here.
So I buy a unit at $150,000, and then if I pick right, I could have as much as $40,000 in income back?
Correct. Yep.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. And what are the benefits of ownership?
You know, we have all the amenities here at the resort. We have a pool. sauna, hot tub. You also have the maintenance program that goes along with it. So, you know, you come up here, unpack your bags, you start having your vacation right away. Everything's taken care of for you here, from the meals, the plowing, grass cutting, everything's ready to go. So
there's a lot to love about lake life, but chores are not one of them, right?
Absolutely
not. You mentioned the grass. You know, mow the grass and, you know, take care of all the maintenance things, and all that's out the window with the Chase on the Lake ownership.
Yeah, you know, in the last 12 months, we've sold 3 units here. We just did a 35% decrease in price, and my last buyer came to me. He had scratches on his hand, and he was pruning trees, and at his cabin, he said, you know what, I'm done with this. And so he sold the cabin and purchased a unit from us, and he's been very happy. So.
And the units is meant as big as 3-bedroom?
Yep, up to 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
All right, start at 150, go as high as 400.
Correct.
And if you want to find out more, chaseonthelake.com.
Or chasecondosales.com, or they can call me on my cell phone. It's 218-209-5366, and I'd be happy to show them around the property and go through some numbers if they want to look at them, too.
What's that great tax program that you, a lot of folks take advantage of, too?
1031 exchange. They are eligible for that also. If they're, you know, somebody's looking to sell a property and they need to identify a property, the Chase would come into effect there, and they could use one of the condos for the exchange.
It's a good deal. One more time on that number?
218-209-5366, or on the website, chaseonthelake.com.
Thanks, Jared. Good to see you.
You too. Thank you.
Give Jared Olson a call and find out about owning a piece of the Chase. You can also call their main line at 888-CHASE-06. Continuing our conversation now, final segment with our city assessors, Fargo City Assessor Ben Huska, Minot City Assessor Kevin Turnus with us today on the program. And Ed and Minot had a question for you guys. Go ahead, Ed. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Kevin, can a person request an inspection?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we will have a few people that will call throughout the year, and they'll say, hey, something just doesn't look right. You got my house at 200, and I just don't think it's worth that. So they make a call. We'll send one of our appraisers out. We'll take a look, and if we've got something wrong, we'll fix it. Maybe we've got the basement finished, and it's not, or maybe it was, and something changed. And so, sure.
Some of the mortgage people, they like to look at things a little differently, you know. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. To be quite honest with you, it's been my experience in the last 20 years that they won't always tell us, but we still believe that most people think their property is worth more than we do, and we're open-minded to all kinds of numbers. Okay.
Thank you.
In our world, it is what it is. But if anybody has a question, they can certainly call us, and we'll come on and verify everything. And we will also tell you what numbers and what sales we are using to verify our assessment.
Off-air call for our guests with a question or comment here, too. Roll that one, if you would.
Hi, good morning. I had a question for your guests there on the property assessments. We recently refinanced our house, and the gentleman that did the appraisal, he came into the house and he took several pictures, took pictures of the furnace, took pictures of the kitchen, the bathroom, and I didn't know if he was supposed to do that or not, but I'm just wondering, you know, what does he do with the pictures? Do those pictures end up with the county? Do they stay in the appraiser's file information? Just wondering who he shares that information with all those pictures that he took. Thank you.
All right, Ben, you want to take that one?
Sure. If it was an appraisal for refinancing, the client in those appraisals is the financing agency or the bank. So that appraiser is working for the bank, and the information he's gathering is for the purposes of accurately collecting the data that he needs to make an unbiased opinion of value. That would be the property of the bank. The bank owns that appraisal. It's not going to become part of our records or the county records. It's just for that appraiser to, maybe that's a better way for that appraiser to recollect the information that he gathered in the course of his work.
Do your assessors take pictures, Ben?
We take pictures of the exterior of the properties. We, in mass appraisal, because we have so many properties to do, it's what distinguishes it from individual property appraisal, like a bank appraisal. So
We focus more on standards of data collection that we train our people so that we do get consistent data from all of the different people that we're sending out to the properties.
Got it. Just a few seconds left. Kevin, anything you want to say in closing?
Well, just that people need to be aware that it should be a team effort between the citizen and their local government. And if they ever think something's not right, they should visit with the assessor and find out that the records are accurate. And we're all in this together. We all send our kids to the same schools, and we're all just working for what's best for our local community.
Sounds good. Thank you both, Fargo and Minot City Assessors, today on the program. Ben Hushka in Fargo and Kevin Turnus up in Minot. Good chatting with you today. We're out of time, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This winter has been long, and it's been cold. And if you need a break and a little relaxation, I have the perfect prescription. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And listen to this deal. Now through the end of March, stay any Sunday through Thursday at Chase on the Lake. You'll get two nights and your choice of either a four-hour snowmobile rental, if you want some more winter, or two spa treatments at the award-winning Copper Door Aveda Spa. There's the relaxation. There's the wind down from one long winter. And that spa is amazing. Facials, pedicures, manicures, massages, they've got it all. And this whole deal is only $199. I kid you not. For two nights. Less than $100 a night. Plus, your choice, either a four-hour snowmobile rental or the spa treatments. Two of them. But you need to call to book your reservations right now. 888-CHASE-06. Hurry while they last. 888-CHASE-06.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.